You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You've joined us on Sunday's edition of the podcast, where we've got two Irish jumping meetings to look forward to. It's Naas and Cork, and we'll be taking bits and pieces of both meetings live on William Hill Racing Radio today from 12:35. That's alongside the two domestic cards at Huntington and Carlisle. It's Gareth Tupham, Catherine Fry and Rory Delaghi, the team in the studio. But we'll be looking ahead to Cork on this edition of the podcast. And joining myself, Sam Norris, as ever, is the man with his eyes on all the Irish form. It's Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Sam. Yes, very well, thank you.
Good stuff there. Couple of decent cards today, Andy.
Yeah, informative rather than great betting races, other than a selective few contests. I must admit, small fields. But we do see one or two big guns strutting their stuff on the first runs of the season. We've got Size and Granite, who's probably the main attraction over in Naas. And, of course, at Cork, certainly not short of decent animals on show as well. Probably their Grade 3 Novices Chase looks the pick. But, of course, the highlight of the day is the big betting race, the Cork Grand National, which hopefully we might have a little bit of a stronger opinion than some.
Yeah, that's right. A couple of disappointing turnouts for these Grade 3 races.
Yeah, the 155 is a desperately weak affair, with the greatest respect to the other runners in the race other than Gooniella. It just shows you that a horse who's probably more renowned for plying his trade over 3.5 miles over fences, he's a short prize favourite to win that race, so I don't really know what all the other trainers are thinking about.
Yeah, absolutely, that's the way of it. But we'll get stuck into some of the betting then. Seven races to look forward to today on the Cork card, and we start at 120 with a 2 mile maiden. Okotox is the 13-8 favourite here. 7-4 for Fairly Legal. 9 Stitches is 5-1. 8-1 Nick Brody. Lisa's Legacy is 12s, and it's 16-1 Barlow's. What did you like in the opener?
Well, I think it's a classic case of what I don't like, and ruling out one by one each individual and basically falling down on one that maybe just might have a bit of upside. Okotox, who's a well-fancied on his hurdling debut, ran a little bit below expectation, so the jury's out on him. Obviously, the ground's a little bit of an issue as well. Ground soft, heavy in places here today. You look at a horse called 9 Stitches, who's been punted for local trainer John Walsh, and you see he's run last time out at Limerick, just played the tape back this morning, and he didn't really offer a great deal of positivity for the future. So we're really looking at the unrace brigade under rules, the two former point-to-pointers, Nick Brody, and more importantly, Fairly Legal, perhaps to claim this race if they can run it in up to scratch on their debuts. I'm going to go with Robert Tyner's charge here. A little bit of intuition with his selection, of course, but being a former point-to-pointer, stamina is obviously not an issue. He won on soft ground at John Mahane. John Mahane's quite a good stomping ground for one or two decent bumper horses. And it's noticeable that the third in that race, Desimort Hill, has won a couple of times for the Peter Bowen camp. So the form, albeit tenuous, is obviously working out quite well. Obviously trained by Robert Tyner, who's one of the leading trainers at this track. He's local to this Cork venue. Often runs some of his best novices here. Obviously running the JP McManus Silks as well. That's got to be significant, the fact that JP's bought this horse and sent him to Robert. So he's obviously going to be wanting to make a bright start with this horse, and around about 2-1 this morning, he looks the value pick in the first.
Fairly Legal then getting the vote for Andy in that opening contest, that 120. Race number two comes up at 155. This is one of those 3 mile novice hurdles that we mentioned. It's a Grade 3 event, this one, and Gooniella, winner of the Midlands National, is the even money favourite here. Altipex is 6-4, 7-1 Moilisha Tim, Killer Aid 14-1, and Ben Button, the outside of the party, at 25s. We spoke briefly about this at the top of the podcast, Andy. Gooniella, the winner of the Midlands National, is the only real class act in the race.
Yeah, it is quite a surprisingly weak affair, this, to be honest. Of course, it was won last year by Martello Tower, of course, went on to win the Albert Barley, but I don't think we're going to be seeing any Cheltenham Festival winners in this race. Maybe a Grand National win in the shape of Gooniella, but that's about as far as it gets. And the fact that he is a fairly short price favourite tells you all you need to know about the opposition here. He wouldn't normally be associated with having the pace to win any hurdle race, really. I mean, his last run over hurdles, he was outpaced by a horse of J.P. McManus. He's called Plint. In the end, he ended up probably getting a little bit flattered by getting beat half a length because Plint has eased down in the latter stages. That run started off his campaign last year. So it's obviously a tactic that Jim Draper likes to do. He likes to start gently, softly, softly with his eight-year-old and build his stamina and his work up as the year goes on. And then obviously he's going to be running in some of the bigger contests over fences later on in the season. Maybe the Welsh National is one of his early targets and he's looking to get a run into him in the first part of the season. And then obviously Aintree would very much come in under scrutiny if he gets his ground towards the back end of last year. That's the key to this horse. He must have soft ground to beat his best. I know he finished second at Ayr on good ground, but when the mud's flying, this horse is definitely very dangerous. And it would be stupid of me not to rule him out of this race, even though it is a hurdle contest, because Altipex, Militia Tim, with the greatest respect to them, you know, they're only rated in the 120s maximum, and Altipex was easily brushed aside the other day by Ballycloud in a bit of a wild finish. At least Gordon Elliott's Shards has got a fitness advantage, but providing that Jim Draper's got Gooniella anywhere near something like his best, he should really be good enough to take this contest before going on to better things this season. So Gooniella is the selection, albeit a very mild one.
Gooniella then gets the vote for Andy in that 155. Race number 3 on Cork's card today comes up at 2:30. A 2.5 mile maiden hurdle to look forward to here. And the market fronted by Listen Here, who's 11-4, 9-2 about Positive Approach. State of Origin is 5-1, 6-1, Max Legend. He's Avini is a 7-1 chance. He's also 7-1 about Joint Reaction. Just Cause 9-1 and 10-1, the outside of the 8, Ryback Jack. Not the easiest race to work out, Andy, but having the dead 8 runners does help somewhat.
Yeah, that does help a little bit. So at least we can have an each way bet. Very similar shape to the first race, really, where we've got an amalgamation of horses who've been running in point-to-points, in bumpers, and some have got a little bit of hurdle experience, albeit one or two are slightly exposed. So fixing them all together is quite difficult here. Obviously, we've got to pay close attention to the likes of Listen Here and State of Origin, who've been running in point-to-point fields, and obviously been quite successful in that trade as well. But I quite like Positive Approach here from an each-way perspective. William Hill, I've got 9-2 this morning. And I'd be pretty sure if he runs up to that level that saw him chase home Venetian de May, well, more than chase him home, he actually made the short price favourite work very, very hard for his victory that day. He would be good enough to certainly be in the first three here at the very worst. He also rounded off his campaign with a decent run at this track. That was over 3 miles behind Gordon Elliott's Speed Demon. And like I say, even though he's a little bit exposed, at least he does stay particularly strongly, and he's trained by John Walsh, who is a regular here in the winner's enclosure. So there are plenty of positives about this individual here in quite a trappy event. So Positive Approach is the each-way pick there.
Positive Approach for Andy, available at 9-2 with us here at William Hill at the time of recording. We'll move on then to the next race on the card. This is the 3:05, another Grade 3 event. This one a 2.5 mile novices chase, and it's the Giggingstown pair that front the market. Lawn Scoundrel is 1-2 here, 4-1 about Horrendous Hullabaloo. Right down the middle is also 4-1, and it's 18-1 for Padraig's Joy, the outsider of the four. Lawn Scoundrel was moderate at best over hurdles, Andy, but he's 2 from 2 since going over fences. It's just worked the oracle with him, hasn't it?
It certainly has. There's a little bit of symmetry with Lord Scoundrel to Gordon Elliott's other horse, the Game Changer. Obviously, the Game Changer was slightly more classy than Lord Scoundrel, in all fairness. He was a decent 140 to 145 hurdler, but he's really made the grade at the Game Changer since he's gone over fences. And it seems to have resurrected Lord Scoundrel's career. And to be honest, he's been one of the most prolific jumpers I've seen so far this season over in Ireland. He reminds me very much of the horse of Jessica Harrington's, who won at Cheltenham the other day, Rock the World. And then his technique is absolutely flawless. He's got a beautiful shape over his fences. He really uses himself well. And it's just been the making of him, as you say, Sam. He won really easily at Limerick first time out. And then last time at Galway, it was a sight to behold. Brian Cooper got some absolutely fantastic leaps out of him. And he beat the very useful Wahib on his own patch with plenty in hand. He's got soft or heavy ground form. He does like going right-handed predominantly. And a flat track obviously suits him as well. So there's lots to like about here, him in this particular race, apart from his price, of course. I think he's a worthy favourite, and without accident, I think he'll take this race quite comfortably. Herendis Hullabaloo looks the obvious threat. He was on the deck last time out in the Kerry National at Listowel, but he was still in contention that day, and it certainly would have been dangerous to rule him out not finishing the frame. He loved the ground as well. He stays well, and he should chase the favourite home. But I'm a mad fan of this Lord Scoundrel, and I suggest you keep on the right side of him until he's beaten.
Lord Scoundrel then in the 3.05 for Andy. We'll move ahead to the 3.35 then. This is the Cork Grand National Handicap Chase over 3.5 miles. Joint favourites at the time recording, King Leon and Tulsa Jack are both 5-1. Rogue Angel 13-2, 13-2 about Unoccupied, 13-2 Swordfish, 10-1 Rest the Wings, and bigger prices for the rest of them. Quite a few running the race that ran in last year's Renewal, Andy, and this trip and in this ground looks like it'll take some getting today.
Yeah, I'd probably concentrate on those that took part in this race last year. I actually fancied the horse that finished third, a horse called Unoccupied. Of course, that was the second time that the locally trained horse had bid for glory in this particular race. The year before, he'd actually finished second to Swordfish. And even though he turned the form around with Swordfish, that still couldn't enable him to beat the likes of Vic Canvas and obviously Dutch Rembrandt. But he looks as though he's been laid out for the race again. He didn't run since. So Ewan O'Grady has obviously had this race on his mind for his nine-year-old for quite a while. He's obviously got issues, this horse, because the fact that he hasn't run subsequently suggests he's a little bit of a fragile type. But he does go particularly well fresh, as we've seen in this race 2 years on the spin. And because his track form in general is so good, I do think he's a reasonable each-way bet. I'd certainly expect to also a good run from A Decent Excuse, who was fifth in this race last year. He's been in banging great form of late for Eugene O'Sullivan. Although he pulled up two starts ago at Listowel, apart from that, he's won a couple of starts and he finished fourth in a good handicap chase over 2 miles around here the last day, just to kind of like get his eye in back over the fences here. I think that was a good policy by the connections, just to give him a little bit of another spin around the track where his main target, of course, is this race yet again. So my two against the field would be last year's third, Unoccupied, and A Decent Excuse also as a little bit of a saver.
Okay, a couple then to think about in the 3.35 for Andy. The penultimate race on today's card comes up at 4.05. This is a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle. Perfect Woman is the 9-4 favourite at the time of recording. Dino is 9-2, 5-1 hard bought. Cyprian Prince is 6-1. The Madwell is 6-1. Notification 13-2. And it's 14-1 or bigger for the rest of them. Perfect Woman returning to hurdles after a successful run over fences. What are her chances today?
The ground's a little bit of an issue for Perfect Woman. I know she's got a little bit of form on soft ground, but it was good ground when she was really good at Clonmel, and obviously it dried out quite significantly at Saigo when she won over fences. She's clearly in a good place at the moment. You wouldn't rule out Mickey Winters getting a little bit more improvement out of her, but I just worry about the ground for her, because when it was bottomless, she ran poorly at Listowel 3 starts ago. So I'm going to chuck her into the bin here. I'd certainly have to respect Dino, who's a very game and consistent individual, albeit he sometimes struggled to get his head in front, but I'm sure he'll go okay. But the one I really like here, and I think he's been overpriced this morning, I'll probably make this horse the best bet on the card at the prices, is the locally trained William Cronin 11-year-old Notification, who the last time we saw him was really an easy winner at Listowel. He travelled like the wrath of God in that race, and you could nominate him as the winner a long, long way out. And in the end, he won by an ease down 7 lengths. Prior to that, he'd run well over this course when he finished fourth in a wildly competitive handicap hurdle. That was over 2 miles. I do think this horse is much better over distances beyond 2 miles nowadays. And because he's got a win here at the track as well, that also is likely to count for quite a good deal. As I said, he's locally trained and looks as though William Cronin has thought about this race in mind for this horse for quite some time. So with him going really well fresh, I do think he's been overlooked here in the market. Generally 7-1 across the board. I make Notification quite a strong each-way bet there in the 4.05.
Notification then is the one for Andy in the 4.05, 13-2 at the time recording for that one. The final race on the card today comes up at 4.35. This one is a 2 mile bumper, and Screaming Rose is the favourite here at 4-6, 9-4 about Pride of the Braid. Banahash Rose is 10-1. Bigger prices for the rest of them. It's that time of year again, Andy, where we start to see odds on Willie Mullins horses dominating Irish bumpers. Do you fancy Screaming Rose here?
Yeah, there was lots to like about a victory at Galway. I must admit, I didn't think she was going to justify favouritism that day, but she was very strong in the finish going up the hill, so obviously stamina's not a problem for this horse. Whether she's going to cope with the ground, of course, is a moot point, and for those that are looking to take her on or perhaps find an alternative, you'd certainly have that as a crumb of comfort sticking at the back of your mind. The obvious threat looks to be Pride of the Braid from the John Keely stable. second in a good puncher stand, bumper back in my course. That was at the festival behind Now Let Go. And the form of that race looks fairly solid. A horse has also won a bumper the time before that. You'd certainly have to respect in a race of this nature. There doesn't appear to be that much confidence behind many of the others. But Screaming Rose looked a really nice horse at Galway. I liked her attitude, and I think that should stand her in good stead for the rest of the season.
Screaming Rose then gets the pick in the nightcap at Cork. Just remind us, please, one more time of all your selections for the racing on Sunday, please.
Yeah, National Little Days racing at Cork, it must be said. Not too many obvious betting opportunities. Perhaps more towards the back end of the card, you'd have to say. In the first race, I'll go with Fairly Legal, who looked a good horse in the making on his point-to-point debut. I'll go with Gooniella, despite the slight reservations about him going over hurdles in the Grade 3 contest. Positive approach, should go well for local connections in the 2.30. Lord Scoundrel, he's turned it over a new leaf since he began over fences, and I expect him to take that Grade 3 barring accidents. On to the big race of the day, where Ewan O'Grady's Charge Unoccupied is a selection there, just ahead of A Decent Excuse. And the 4.05, probably my best bet on the card at the prices this morning is Notification Each Way, who loves the ground and goes well fresh. And in the final contest, Screaming Rose, representing Willie Mullins and Paddy, should, by all accounts, improve upon that victory first time out at Galway and take some stopping in the final race.
There we are, Andy Holding's thoughts ahead of the action at Cork today. Remember, you will hear selected races from both Cork and Nace on William Hill Racing Radio today alongside Huntington and Carlisle. We go live at 12:35 p.m. with Gareth Topham in the chair alongside Rory Delaghi and Catherine Fry. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and best of luck at Cork today.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.